The nation's next federal chief information officer will inherit an agenda that builds off his predecessors. The director of the Office of Management and Budget, Sean Donovan, says incoming CIO Tony Scott will start working on legacy projects like the administration's smarter IT delivery agenda. Norm Lorenz is former director of the Global Public Sector Practice at Grant Thornton and the first chief technology officer of the United States. He is taking an insider's look at Tony Scott and the work that's ahead for him. You know Tony, Norm, and you gave me a big thumbs up over the weekend when you learned about his selection. What do you like about him? Thanks for coming on today.
Yeah, you bet. Well, first of all, he's just very competent and a very likable guy. I actually met Tony. I think I had been announced and then had to do one of the morning breakfast stand-up things, you know, that
yes,
we all have to do. And that's when I met Tony. He walked up to me and shook my hand and congratulated me. At the time, he was CTO for General Motors and just a nice guy. I said, hey, any way I can help you, you know, big job, da-da-da-da. I mean, just one of those kinds of people. And then we stayed in touch pretty frequently, while he was at General Motors and so forth. But the thing that struck me about him, and at the time we were doing enterprise architecture and all that kind of stuff, and I'd come from a quality background, he's a very customer-focused guy. And if you'll recall, Francis, back in the day, the reason why the CTOs were created in industry was to focus on injecting technology into product lines, because the CIOs were really doing everything else,
mm-hmm.
back office, da-da-da-da. So he was injecting, he was doing four-wheel electric motor platforms and so forth and so on at General Motors in a very customer-focused way, and certainly early on much of what they're actually implementing today. So, but just, great guy, good grasp of the customer. And then, of course, that's obvious because Disney wouldn't have hired him, because Disney's about the most customer, certainly one of the more customer-focused enterprises. And for him to be selected as CIO, again, reinforces the fact of that customer focus. And I stayed in contact with him through that. But I think the two things that stand out for me is, number one, customer, but then number two, pragmatic, views technology not as the end but as a means. And certainly right now in the federal government, we can really use that.
What do you think, where do you think he'll direct that customer focus? To Sean Donovan at the top of OMB, to the president, to the CIOs across government, to the average citizen walking down the street? At this point in time, and I imagine this changes as time
yeah.
moves on, but who's the best customer for the CIO of the United States to serve?
It's the citizen. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, and certainly the last election showed the discomfort by the citizenry in terms of how they're being served, and it's around focusing the energies and the capabilities of the government on the citizen. It's about spending money in the right way. It's consolidation. It's leveraging technology to make things better. And I think that's what they expect, and they at least, and the citizens today expect at least as much out of the federal government as they're getting every day, and increasingly every day from the private sector. And honestly, and we all know this, the federal government just really hasn't kept up. And he knows how to do that, and he also has managed scale.
And the government has said that for a long time and understands that, has understood it for a long time. We want to provide the same customer service experience somebody gets when they go to Amazon or eBay or so on. And the president, I think, has even referenced that from time to time. What's the holdup in a governmental environment from keeping that from happening? And what skills do you think Tony will be able to apply to move some of those boulders?
Well, certainly, both at Disney and certainly at General Motors, he produced results. And, of course, there was a net income and so forth and so on, but there was a customer focus. So he knows what that looks like. He knows how to manage the metrics. And, again, with the metrics, and this is, I'm going to just dial this back a little while ago, enterprise architecture is still codified in law. He has the tool sets and he has the folks in there At the time, the CTOs in the private sector were managing using enterprise architecture. So I would expect that he'll probably put a higher priority to enterprise architecture than has been devoted up to this point in the administration.
Does he have time on his side? He's got a little less than 2 years. Does he have a chance to make an impact even?
He has probably, it depends on how long it takes him to ramp up. Let's say, I'll just, personalize, it's going to take him 3 months in order to be able to, kind of walk and chew gum and understand what the fiduciary responsibilities are and get his hands on things. He's probably got, if you look at the election cycle, he's probably got 6 to 9 months of actual roll your sleeves up and get something done work before everybody gets completely distracted by the election.
So in that context, then, the comments from Director Donovan that I'm going to focus him on legacy projects,
yes,
is a wise move. That sounds like a smart strategy.
It is very encouraging. It's very encouraging, yes, absolutely. Because pretty much everybody else, you now get somebody dedicated there at OMB for cybersecurity, right, Lisa?
Yes.
Is going to be doing that. He's not going to get distracted by that. And then you got the CTO that's off doing, I'll quote, as the technology glitzy stuff,
mm-hmm.
So he didn't have to do any of that. So it sounds like he's going to be directed at the legacy, see what we can get done, get institutionalized in the near term. It sounds very promising.
And there's an opportunity there, too, it seems, even when the electoral stuff comes along, to kind of put your head down and say, okay, you use the word institutionalize, and I like that. Here's how we're going to institutionalize the things, the accomplishments and procedures that we've done, and make sure that they're in a good place for whoever comes in after us to take over.
Yep, and he has, look at how many times he's changed C-level positions, Francis. He knows how to hand off. He knows what that looks like. He knows how to do that competently. If you institutionalize it, and then he also has those kinds of leadership skills, then, hopefully you'll be able to, quote-unquote, maintain the gains.